John, today Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice was in Pakistan following her trip to India. She was urging Pakistani officials to fully share any information they have about the terrorist attacks in Mumbai, for which many suspect Pakistani militants. Joining us now is Charles Haviland, BBC correspondent, who is in Islamabad. Welcome, Charles.
Thank you very much. Pleasure to be here.
The secretary said she was satisfied with Pakistan's commitment to fight terrorism and its readiness to pursue any lead in the attacks in India. What do you think she was told? Any sense of what she was told by Pakistani officials?
Well, she did indeed have smoother things to say, if you like, than she was saying about Pakistan in Delhi. In Delhi and on the way from Delhi to reporters on the plane, she was saying that Pakistan must mount a robust effort to hunt people down. What she said at the end of her brief talks here was that she found the leadership to be very focused and very committed. I think that the Pakistani top government leaders, such as President Zardari and the Prime Minister and Foreign Minister, will have said what they have been saying in public, which is that Pakistan has every sympathy with what has happened to the people of Mumbai and the people of India. She said that they had made it clear that they did not want to be associated, as she put it, in any way with terrorist elements, and I think that they will have impressed this upon her. Obviously, we can only speculate what was said in private, and the United States is hinting that it agrees with the Indian accusation against the Kashmiri militant group Lashkar-e-Toiba, which was actually banned in Pakistan 6 or 7 years ago, but some of whose former leaders are here and are now doing other things quite openly. So she may well have pressed that kind of point home. We can only speculate what the response might have been. But I think Pakistan's line generally these days is that if it has evidence of complicity by people in the Mumbai attacks, then it will take action against them. But without that kind of evidence being produced, it won't do so.
Let's listen to what the secretary said yesterday.
There is urgency to getting to the bottom of it. There is urgency to bringing the perpetrators to justice, and there is urgency to using the information to disrupt and prevent further attacks.
She's talking there about the investigation of the Mumbai attacks. How much pressure do you think the U.S. can put on Pakistan to fully share what information they have and to act if they have actionable information?
Well, I think obviously diplomatic pressure coming from an ally such as the United States is to Pakistan will possibly be quite considerable. It would be very interesting to know what information has been given. One of the journalists asked Condoleezza Rice at the press conference what evidence has India produced, and Condoleezza Rice said it's not a question of sharing evidence. There's a lot of information around and lots of ways and lots of mechanisms to share it. So I suppose that in itself is a means of pressure, because it's an implication that Pakistan must have its own evidence of complicity by certain Pakistani elements. I have to be careful. We're not saying anything about Pakistani government elements, but possibly Pakistani citizens, etc. But it's obviously not an easy thing for the United States to pressurize Pakistan purely on the basis that it might have evidence of Pakistani citizens' involvement in these attacks. They may be Pakistani citizens over whom the Pakistani state has very little control. Indeed, I'm told by some experts here that Lashkar-e-Toiba, after it was banned in 2002, it really was fairly much dispersed and now has more of a presence within India, even though it started as a Pakistani Kashmir militant group. But it has more of a presence within India, within certain parts of India, including Mumbai, in which case the onus might really be on the Indian authorities to try and do something about it. Pakistan has been pushing this line a fair amount, or at least some commentators here are, that India shouldn't only be lashing out at Pakistan, but should also be looking to itself, trying to perhaps keep its own house in order and ask whether there might be homegrown elements among these militants.
In terms of the Pakistani government, though, it's already been resistant to the idea of handing over suspects that India has indicated they would like to have.
Well, that's right. Yeah, Pakistan's president did say on CNN, in fact, about 36 hours ago, that he doubted that even the surviving gunman, who the Indians insist is Pakistani, President Zardari was saying he doubted that the man is Pakistani. Similarly, when India produced a list of 20 men that it said were in Pakistan and were complicit, Pakistan turned around and said, well, this is an old list which you have produced on numerous occasions in the past. There's nothing new here. And yes, if you can produce evidence, then we will try these men ourselves. But if you can't produce evidence, we can't do anything about this at the moment. And I think other states in the world, if given lists of people to hand over, would probably take a similar line, which is that they're not simply going to just hand them over on a bald request like that.
Charles Haviland, thank you. Charles Haviland is a BBC correspondent in Pakistan, and he was reporting from Islamabad.